With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hard left squad member Ilhan Omar defeats her more moderate Democratic opponent, Don Samuels, in Minnesota's primary Tuesday. Omar received 56.2% of the vote, Samuels 42.9%. Missouri voters will determine whether abortion will be permitted in the state in November.
Missouri voters will decide in November whether to guarantee a right to abortion with a constitutional amendment that would reverse the state's near total ban on the procedure. The Secretary of State's office has certified that an initiative petition received more than enough signatures from registered voters to qualify for the general election. It will need approval from a majority of voters to become enshrined in the state constitution. The Show Me State will join at least a half dozen other states voting on abortion rights during the presidential election. I'm Shelley Adler.
Drug agents seize thousands of pounds of meth at a farmer's market.
Special agent in charge, Robert Murphy with the Drug Enforcement Administration, says they found 23,000 pounds of meth hidden in celery at a Georgia's farmer's market.
This was contained within a cover load of celery. That was what was hiding it. Obviously, we threw away the celery, so there's no concerns of buying celery at the grocery store.
A semi-trailer coming across the Mexican border raised suspicion. Agents then zeroed in on the Atlanta State Farmers Market in Forest Park, where a Mexican citizen was arrested. The DEA says it's one of the largest seizures of its kind. Sound courtesy WSB. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tropical storm Ernesto expected to steer clear of the East Coast. The National Hurricane Center says Ernesto will head northward into the Atlantic. This is SRN News. Christian leaders are calling India out.
Persecution of Christians in that country is getting worse, and 300 American clergy and ministry leaders have sent a letter to the State Department urging that it designate India as a country of particular concern. The signatories represent a wide range of denominations and organizations, including several Indian Christian ministries in this country. Persecution spiked with the election of Hindu nationalist lawmakers a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's parliament has adopted an amendment that bans discussions of homosexuality and non-traditional sexual choices in the country's public schools. Despite political differences in the Bulgarian parliament, nearly 70% of lawmakers voted in favor of that amendment. Similar pro-family legislation has been passed in a number of other countries in the region, including Hungary, Bosnia, Moldova, and Turkey. This is SRN News. Ford and Mazda are warning owners of more than 475,000 older vehicles not to drive them.
The warning applies to more than 374,000 Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles from the 2004 through 2014 model years and nearly 83,000 Mazdas from 2003 through 2015. The inflators can explode with too much force in a crash, shooting fragments that can severely injure or kill people. All were recalled previously, but repairs have not been completed. The government says the inflators are to blame for 27 fatalities in the U.S. Rich Thomason reporting.
Amazon is teaming up with TikTok and Pinterest to make it easier for users to shop directly from the social media apps. TikTok and Pinterest users will be able to link the social media account to their Amazon account, and once synced, they can buy items directly from Amazon using the apps. More details at srnnews.com.